This podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the U.S. and Europe. Today, you are listening to our AI in Action series, where leading minds in AI from across the world share their story, success, and advice. AI in Action cuts through the hype and explores the true impact of artificial intelligence in our world today.
You're listening to AI in Action. I'm your host, JP Valentine. Our guest today is Adrian Cook. Adrian is the Senior Vice President of ISO Analytics at Verisk. Adrian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, JP. Very happy to be here and thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, we're delighted to have you. So we've got a lot to cover today, Adrian, but let's start with yourself, please, as we do with all of our guests. Could you tell us about your background in technology and what your journey has been like from where you got started, some of the roles you've held along the way, and what's led you to where you are as the head of analytics for Verisk?
My background is in mathematics and statistics. I have an undergrad degree in mathematics from Romania, and I have an advanced degree in applied statistics from Bowling Green State University in Ohio, U.S. You know, it's interesting, when I graduated, I was pendling between being an a data scientist. We actually didn't even call ourselves data scientists at that time. We were just analysts, or I was a statistician working for the insurance industry. And the decision was really between pharmaceutical industry, where I could do a similar role working for drug discovery, or working in the insurance industry, helping, you know, insurance companies to basically set up their rates, both from an underwriting as well as from a rating perspective. It started longer than I care to remember, in the last century, in about 1999, I believe. Worked for insurance, for a large insurance carrier outside of Cleveland, Ohio, for Progressive Insurance. There, I was a statistician who was basically in charge of helping Progressive Insurance kind of streamline and set up their pricing rates for the automobile insurance. So basically, we would analyze large amounts of data, and we would come up with pricing solutions and pricing algorithms that would basically inform that particular insurance company and help them set up the rates, basically state by state and company by company. And that was for about 4 or 5 years. Throughout my career, I moved to another insurance carrier called Allstate Insurance, where my roles evolved over time from an individual contributor to more of a supervisor, and then manager of projects, manager of people. And my responsibilities have grown over time. So I did this for another 5 years. So right about my 10-year mark, I had a time when I paused maybe for a few seconds, and I tried to figure out the question that I had in my mind at that point was, do I want to go deep or do I want to go wide? And what I mean by that is, when you go deep, you basically become an expert in one, potentially two areas, right? You go very, very deep, and you become the expert in one domain within data science. In this case, it was insurance analytics. Or the other option was, do I want to go wide, where maybe I take the knowledge that I have, the technical knowledge that I have, but then I focus more towards managing people, managing large projects, and get involved in the political scene within a large organization, right? And I went back and forth, actually, a few times before it became clear to me that I want to manage a large organization. I want to have a seat at the table when decisions are being made. And most importantly, I want to be able to provide information and insight that comes out of analyzing data to help organizations that I was part of be more and more successful. Long story short, I then moved to TransUnion. TransUnion is a credit bureau in one of the largest credit bureaus in U.S. And there I started managing larger groups of people, larger projects, and basically get involved more around the strategy of data, strategy of analytics, in creating analytical products that could be then useful for the insurance industry. Worked the transition for about 6 years and moved to Verisk. You know, at Verisk, I basically took a similar role, probably a little bit larger from a team size, a little bit larger from the data assets that I was responsible for, and definitely a lot larger from the footprint that this organization has within the insurance industry.
Yeah, which we'll get into in a bit more detail now, but thank you so much for the background today. Your journey makes sense in connecting the dots from where you were at TransUnion, particularly taking you to where you are now, obviously adept within one area of expertise, which we're also going to cover in a bit more detail. For our audience listening who are not familiar with the various brands and organizations working in this space, tell us all about Verisk, who you are, what you do, mission of the business.
Sure. So Verisk is actually a company that was created about 50 years ago by the insurance industry, right? So initially, the company was called ISO, Insurance Services Office. It was created by the insurance industry. And the goal at that time was to create a company where the insurance industry can share data that can be then easily accessed by the whole industry, with the end goal being to make running the business much, much more useful. So think about it. Today, if you apply for an insurance policy, you can go online and you can put in your first name, last name, and maybe a few additional pieces of information. And then a lot of information gets pre-filled, right? Yeah, what cars you drive, maybe there's some information about your driving history and so on. Behind all of this information, there is a company such as Verisk, where the insurance industry basically shares all this data so that it becomes extremely easy and a lot less complicated to basically generate an insurance policy and make or run the business as smoothly as possible. Another analogy, if you want, is with the credit bureaus, right? So Verisk is similar with the credit bureau in the sense that the insurance industry shares this data with a company that they trust. And then we make this data available anytime when a consumer wants to do business within the insurance. And that could be switching to a different carrier. That could be servicing your policy. That could be information that's necessary when you have a claim or you have a loss. All of that information is being housed or organized by a company, by our company, and we make it available for the industry, for the insurance industry on demand. Now, what's interesting about Verisk is that we don't only make information available to our constituents, to our clients, but we also have a lot of analytical products that we generate because we have access to this wealth of information. So we provide a lot of scores, a lot of analytical byproducts that can be then easily used by insurance carriers to assess a claim, to set up insurance rates, or to help with anything that's related with running the business of insurance. I run the analytics division at Verisk. We focus mostly on underwriting and claims, although there is a separate division within Verisk that deals with extreme events. That's the Verisk risk and rating company. And basically, we provide all this information on demand to all of our constituents, all of our clients, which are insurance companies.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I want to jump now into your role in a bit more detail and the broader team. You obviously oversee the entire analytics function. Can you give us some insight into what that entails, the overall size of the group, the various roles and positions that exist? And if you can sort of highlight the areas of AI applications, whether it be data analytics, data science, the engineering, how it all comes together under your team.
I have about 165 data scientists, engineers, statisticians, predictive modelers, and actuaries that are part of my organization. As I said, the way we're structured We are focused on underwriting and claims as the main areas where we provide solutions for the insurance industry. And then within each of those organizations, I have leaders who are basically working hand in hand with our leadership to set up the direction for our analytical solutions and our analytical products. We spend a significant amount of time talking with our customers, with insurance industry, and we have an internal rule where we basically, every time we're ready to launch a product, or I should say before we even launch it, we launch a product, we get the voice of the customer, where we interact very closely with insurance carriers and make sure that the product that we're about to launch addresses the needs and it's tailored exactly to the problem that the whole industry is trying to face. The beauty of working for companies such as Verint is relies around the fact that I have access to the entire industry, right? I'm basically sitting atop of the industry, looking down, and having the ability to collect information from the whole industry and try to solve problems that are relevant for everyone who operates in that industry. As you can imagine, all the new technology, whether it's AI or machine learning or the availability of data in the cloud and the availability to manipulate and analyze large amounts of information, is very exciting. And I think that the timing is about right to be able to solve significant problems for the insurance industry, again, with the technology that we have in hand and with a large amount of data that a company such as Verisk gets to analyze and manipulate.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
You and I were talking off air about some of the unique problems that exist within the industry and how technology is now at a point where it can help solve some of those problems. One in particular, which I know is important to you, was disparity of pricing based on individuals' backgrounds and so on. Can you elaborate on that? Talk to us about one of the areas that you see the technology finally being able to tackle and make the insurance industry as a whole more fair in its pricing.
So fairness is always something that interests me, right? And the fact that now we have significant amount of information at our disposal, we can do a lot of hypothesis testing. But to me, I think that as a policyholder and as a citizen of this world, I want to make sure that, for example, the rates that the white Adrian Cook pays for insurance are similar with the rates that African-American Adrian Cook would pay under the exact same circumstances. So for us, it's very near and dear to myself and to my whole team to basically make sure that all the products that we build, all the solutions that we're building, are not unfairly discriminatory towards any protected class. So this is, there is an initiative that's actually going on within Verisk, but not only within Verisk, but within the whole insurance industry, and that this is particularly led by the state of Colorado and other states that are following very closely, where we're trying to actually prove it to ourselves and to the world that the insurance rates that we're using are not unfairly discriminatory towards race, for example. What we did, up until this point, it was difficult for anyone within the insurance industry to prove or disprove any sort of story around fairness or unfairness, mostly because race is not an information that's being collected by the insurance carriers, right? So we never ask a policyholder in the process of generating an insurance quote, what is your race or ethnicity or anything related with that, right? So the philosophy has been for a long time, don't ask this question. And then the idea was that if a carrier or insurance company is blind to race, then if that information was not available, then there is no risk of doing anything nefarious because we just don't know. But I think that there were a lot of changes that happened in the last 5-6 years, both in society as well as in the way that we perceive insurance. So long story short, we got to the point where we said, don't ask, don't tell is not sufficient, right? We should be able to bring race into our data set and analyze it. And that's exactly what we did. We used some of our own methodology, some of the other methodology that's available within the industry to be able to actually assess race for every individual that we had access to. And then we actually looked at our pricing models and we said, is the way we're pricing every and each and every risk in each and every jurisdiction fair and non-discriminatory towards protected classes? And long story short is that we've created a framework that we then realized can be used not only by a company such as ours, but can be used by the entire industry to basically answer very similar questions. That's one of the things that I'm very proud of, because this framework, hopefully, we're in the process of launching the product. We're in the process of publicizing and advertising as much as we can about this kind of fairness framework that we put together. And our hope and expectation is that this framework will be then embraced and used by the entire insurance industry to be able to address any questions or concerns around fairness when setting up insurance rates.
Amazing. That's incredible to hear. And we look forward to seeing that being rolled out across all insurance firms. I want to spend some time now talking about the roadmap ahead. Obviously, you've been with Verisk for several years now, changing role, moving up in seniority to now head of the entire analytics group. Analytics as a space has changed so much over that time, and newer, more advanced technologies being introduced all the time. When you look at the roadmap ahead, particularly the next 18 months to 2 years, what are some of the things that you're most excited about to work on, both as an individual and then also as a broader analytics group for Verisk?
First of all, this is a very exciting time. I have three kids. They're all in college. Two of them have graduated. One of them is a sophomore. And I keep on telling them how exciting of a time they're living, because everything is changing. Everything is changing very fast and everything is getting better, right? We have more and more data accessible to us, and that data becomes accessible to us at a very, very fast speed. I was reading an article about a month ago around the fact that an average user of an iPhone today has better and more information, more access to information than the Reagan administration, and especially Ronald Reagan, had access when he was a president, right? So the quality, the amount, and everything of information that we have now is better than Reagan had 30, 40 years ago when he was a president. And this is in my lifetime, right? I think that this is going to continue to evolve to a point where data and information will be available to all of us, and hopefully we will become better as humans making informed decisions using data and the tools that we data scientists are developing, as opposed to, you know, emotional decisions and so on. So from that perspective, I think that the world is going to get better and better. As far as the nearest future, you know, the next 12 to 18 months, I'm very curious to see how generative AI is going to evolve. I'm very excited about this technology. We at Verisk, we have a strategy, we have a play, we think that we have a place where this information and the fact that we have so much information and quality of the information that we own at Verisk is very high. We believe that we can be part of the future and we can play a huge role, especially as far as generative AI goes. Other than that, I think that the sky is really the limit, and probably above and beyond that. And it's a very good time to be a data scientist. It's a very good time to work in the insurance industry. And it's definitely a very good time to be a Verisk employee.
Which is a great segue into my final question. Staying on the topic of Verisk employees, you mentioned you've already got a sizable team made up of data scientists, engineers, analytics, and so on. And that's only going to continue to grow as Verisk continues to be successful. When you're speaking to candidates about Verisk, many of whom are super talented and have lots of opportunities available to them, as part of that conversation, what is it that you tell them about Verisk, its culture, its mission, its environment that has got so many talented people to join Verisk over some of the other great companies available to them?
First of all, every time when we talk with a data scientist candidate, those individuals, they already have two or three offers in hand, if not five or six. I actually told my recruiters that I don't even want to talk to individuals that don't have competing offers in hand, because probably they're probably not as good as we need them to be, right? So it's a very competitive field. And in many cases, decisions are being made on the edge. And it's rarely about money. It's more about telling me more about how exciting your company is and how exciting the work is that we do. And we have the tools, we have the technology, we have the data, and then we have the brand recognition within the insurance industry. So that's never a problem. I think where we are successful in attracting our greatest and brightest is around the fact that we make them aware that insurance in general has a very noble mission, right? We are there to help individuals in need, whether they have a loss, an accident, or sometimes it could be a catastrophic loss. And our objective and our goal is to provide support and assistance to insurance carriers so that when individuals have significant needs, we're there to help them, support them, and make sure that everything they have everything they need so that we as a society can help those individuals get over and recover from some of the losses that they have to sustain. And when you frame the problem this way, it becomes a lot less about how much money can you pay me or what are some of your benefits. And it becomes more around, as I said, the noble mission that we have within the insurance industry to help our fellow citizens when they're facing adversity and when they're facing significant losses. And that to me, that's what made me join the insurance industry, 20 plus years ago. And that's what still keeps me around.
Adrian, thank you so much for the conversation today. Really appreciate you coming on and sharing your story with us, giving us a fascinating insight into the look behind the scenes at Verisk and all of the new advancements happening in the insurance and analytics world. And then finally, the piece on why talented people should consider Verisk. It's obviously been a place that has always secured and brought in amazing people within the world of data science and AI, and you guys continue to do amazing things. So we wish you, the team, and everyone at Verisk the best of luck in the months and years to come, and look forward to having you back on the show again in the near future.
Great, JP. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.